Last week we finished Shin Lamed Aleph. This week we're up to Shin Lamed Beis. Again, Shin Lamed Beis is a fairly, I guess, on the easier simanim, but also yesodistik simen. We'll have to see how we can try to apply these halachas. We're up to Shin Lamed Beis, Sif Aleph. Basically, the simen concentrates on different cases where you hire somebody through a shliach, through intermediary, and there's a misunderstanding, different prices, specifically prices, how much ultimately do you have to pay the poyel? Let's start off and we'll see how it works out. Sif Aleph, Omer l'shluchai, if you tell your shliach, tsei uschor li poyelim b'shloisha, if you tell your shliach, hire me a poyel for three, and I should point out that pashas is halachas negei cipher a poyel, cipher a kablan. Doesn't mean it means three either for the job or three for the hour or whatever it is. And the shliach decided to be more generous, decided to add on, to tag on an extra dollar, an extra dinar, and he hires this poyel for four, and he was not authorized to do so. If the shliach tells the poyelim, schorchem alai, I'll cover the wages, you come back to me, I'm cutting you the check, then the responsibility to pay the four is on the shliach, and therefore nisim lehem arba. The shliach has to pay the poyelim four, because he took the achrayis. The noita, but now when he wants to go back to the balabais, the noita me balabais shloisha, but he could only go back to the balabais and get three. Amavsedechem mekisayin is going to lose one from his pocket. He was authorized to hire a poyel for three. He decided to be generous and hire him for four. He took responsibility for payment. He has to shell out the four from his own pocket. And now if you go back to the Baal HaBayis, he only can mourn for three. V'yesh Oimrim, says Dr. Ramah, Im kol ha-poyelim, if all the poyelim, ein ha-niskan rak v'arba, if the going rate is taka four, right, and we're going to see throughout the simon, the going rate is not a given. It could be three, it could be four, it could be more, it could be less. So Ramah is saying that if indeed the going rate was four, and that's why maybe why the shliach took the authority to hire him for four, let's say we'll play it out even better. He tried to hire for three and he couldn't find any poel willing to hire for three, so he decided to hire him for four. The halach is a balabais meisin l'shliach kafi ma'asheh ha'neu. The balabais has to reimburse the shliach taka four, because that was the hana that he derived, that was the hana that he received from this pe'ula. That means the following. The balabais sent the shliach to hire for three. Let's say the going rate was four, and that's where the shliach hired somebody for four. He can go back to the Baal HaBayis. Of course, he has to shell out the four because he took responsibility, and he has to go. And he's allowed to go back to Baal HaBayis and mon four, even though the Baal HaBayis only told him to hire for three, because he had a no. Which means that the ketzitza that happened here is bottom. I tell someone to authorize the shlichus for three, and he hires for four, that's it. As if there's no shlichus. He has no authority to hire for four. So forget shlichus, but then there's no shlichus altogether. Someone goes ahead, hires poyelim. If I go and I see that your lawn needs to be cut, so what I'll do is I'll call up the gardening company and I'll say, do me a favor, cut this person's lawn and I'll pay you. And I pay the company. I can go back to the owner of the house and mourn for the amount that it costs to have his lawn cut. Because I was mahanim, I'm a yerid, maybe without authority, but I'm a yerid with a sada siyalita, and the halacha is that I'm allowed to be reimbursed for the amount that I was mahanim. So to here, the shliach was mahana the Baal HaBayis four, because that was what the going rate was. So ignore the fact that behind the scenes he was authorized for three and he messed up. Forget that. It was taki, he messed up. There's no shlichus. He has a right to go back to the Baal HaBayis and ask for the hana that he provided the Baal HaBayis.
If that, did he hire somebody? But I
know
that the guy works for him.
I know the pula that was came out. I mean, let's say the pula.
He
hired him, and the pearl provided a pula. He provided a service. Like now, my case was the lawn was taka cut.
But you made him hire for three, hired him for four. Go ahead, was four, couldn't find him. I know that he hired him. He didn't work yet.
No, if he didn't work yet. So he didn't have a no, but if he didn't work it, the shliach doesn't have to pay the worker either.
No,
the
skiris is mishalemis b'lusoy. It's the beginning of the month. The guy's starting to work now. It's the beginning of the month. So now somebody has to cut the check.
It's unusual because halakhically it's ain't skiris mishalemis a little bit safe. But yes, if he paid him up front, you're right, he will not be able to go back to the Balabais Pashas, the Chayra, and collect from the Balabais until after the Pu'ula was done, because then he was Mahana the Balabais. Until he was Mahana the Balabais, he won't be able to get four. Shliach. Well, in this case where he botched, he's nobody. He's like a fremda. He says Chokum Lai, he took the responsibility.
He's only good for the first three, and he's responsible for the four. He wouldn't have said Chokum Lai, so then.
No, I'm saying in the first case. If the Shliach is bottled, so why in the first case he has to get out of his own pocket?
He says Chokum Lai. I'm taking responsibility.
So maybe the Shliach is bottled. So maybe the Shliach is good for the first three, and then he's responsible.
Okay, that's a good point, and I'm going to show you a nafkamin to what he just said. He suggests, I keep on using the Shainis at the Rishainim Ramashma, that since the Shliach changed the deal, the Shliach is his bottle, right? It was a Shliach, it couldn't be Shadatek Velolavasi, the Shliach is his bottle, I never authorized you, and now it lives like a regular Yoy Shalai Bushos. He's suggesting that no, the Shliach is still Kayim, because I hired him for three, I told him to hire somebody for three, he decided to be more generous and hire him for four. But on his own cheshbon, schokum alai, so at least for the three, let the shlicha still be kayim, and of the extra dollar, there is no shlicha. So you're right, then we'll have to focus on an extra dollar, that he has no right to go back to Balabais, unless he was mahana the Balabais, and then he can ask for that extra dollar, right, with the dinner yuri. But then the dinner yuri would only be limited to the extra dollar rather than to the first three. The nafkamina between the two pratim that we're suggesting is what happens if the malacha was worth less than three. Let's say indeed for some reason the pula was worth less than three. Or let's say a rare case, you hired the pearl, and the pearl, let's say, did whatever he could do, but some outside onus, the balabais didn't derive pleasure of the pula, whatever it might be. So he deserves his wages, but for me to go back to balabais and say, look, I'm a yerid, I deserve to be paid, I was mahana you, I wasn't mahana you three. Let's say the going rate for such a job is two. I wasn't mahani three. It's only mahani two. How much do I go back? The Ramaja says kafim mashenayu, which is open to interpretation. If you learn like me, you'll only look or go back to balabais for two. It's a regular din yared. I was only yared. I was only mahani two. All you deserve is two. But your interpretation, I should zikr deserve three, because three I was mekayim the shlikas no matter what. Above three is where we can debate mitzad hana, mitzad yoyishalei b'shos. But the first three, it was like a kim of the shlichas that I fulfilled your shlichas. So I sold for three, and I did. It's not worth three, tough luck. But you told me to sell for three, and I did. I just added an extra dollar from my own pocket.
Doesn't that make it easier, that pshat, to make it easier to say in the first case? Because the first case, it means that...
Well, there's only one case really here in the Ramah. The Ramah's not really arguing. The Machab, you know, says yesh Ibrahim l'chayra.
Why should he have to pay out of his own pocket?
Because that's halacha. It's halacha we're going to see later on.
If it's bottled, then the whole thing should be bottled.
It is the whole thing bottled, but the shliach has to pay out of his own pocket. No, because he says chorcha malai. If I go over to you and I hire you for a job, you do not need to know who is going to benefit from the job. I tell you to cut this lawn. Did I tell you I own the house? I tell you Reuben owns the house. I'm hiring you to cut the lawn. That's it. I'm going to be responsible. You don't care. You just want to know who's responsible for the check. I'm going to be responsible. I'm hiring you on Yenim's Cheshbon. My deal with you was not bottled. There's no problem with the deal that I have between you. The deal is bottled between you and the Balabas, between me and the Balabas, because I batched. But between me and you, you have nothing to do with the Balabas. I said, I'm responsible to pay. So Mamela, that deal...
The shlichas is bottled, so they'll have to give the Balabas for free.
How could I, the shlichas...
How could the shlichas want the Balabas for free, the shlichas is bottled? How to
Yair Cholay Vashos. Right out here, the Ramah, the Paiskim discuss that the Ramah is really not arguing to Makabra. He's just saying, Yeshayimim, for whatever, I'd rather not go into it, but Pasha Prat, this is Prat and Makabra as well. The Makabra was talking about a case where the going rate was three, and that's why he goes back to the Balabais only for three. But the Ramah is inserting, you should know that had the going rate been more than three, three and a half, he gets three and a half. If it's four, he gets four. And whether it's less than three, it will be totally an hour two Pratim. Whether it will be two, could he munt only two, or could he tack him on at least the three that he was authorized to do?
He's going to talk to a broker. It's going to cost $3,000. The broker costs $3,000. He comes back to me the next day. It's $4,000. So according to this, I have to pay $4,000.
You ask the broker to hire somebody?
Ask the broker, for instance, to do a good job. So he goes ahead and hires someone to do it.
He quotes him.
He quotes it to me at three, right?
So then you're not responsible for more than three.
Let's say the going rate was four.
Oh, the going rate is four, yeah, then you're going to have a problem. The going rate was four, how is the broker working? The broker working as a shliach, what is he doing?
That's what I'm trying to
Here it's a shliach. Here I'm asking the guy lehedai. I'm saying say uschar li paylam. Go hire for me paylam.
I'm paying this person. Do this for me. Do this job for me.
In your case, you're telling the broker, it seems like the broker is responsible to do the job, and if he wants to do it himself, it's fine. If he wants to subcontract it out, it's also fine. It's his headache, but it's just between you and the broker. That's what it sounds like from you. But if it would be a case where I send a shliach to hire somebody for me, then you'll have these halakas that if he batches, he'll get kefi masha aneu. Now, if you look in the shach in Sivkot and Gimel points out, what would happen, even a better case, what would happen, the same case of Ramah, but instead of the going rate being worth 4, the going rate would be worth 5. I was told to hire for 3. I was generous and hired somebody for 4. But Lamais is the going rate is worth 5. How much could I go back to the Baal Abayis for? Could I go back for 3, 4, or 5? So Ramah says he could go back to feed my Chanel. But does that allow me to go back even for 5, even above the amount that I actually paid out to the payal? And if you look at the shach, he starts off because of Ramah, Siv Kot and Gimel, Avu Yisem Yidalid. It's really from a tour. But to go back to the balabais and take more than 4, ain't no to me balabais. You're not allowed to. But if you lose shamalaka, even if the malaka is worth more than 4, still I'm not entitled to go back and collect more than 4. I only paid 4. I can't go back for more. He's not allowed to do schayra. This middle guy cannot benefit, cannot derive pleasure, cannot derive a gain. Schayra beparasei shalzeh. It's a bitoy. It's a Mishnah in, the reason I'm going to say over the Mishnah is because it's important to understand what's going on here. The Mishnah has a case where Reuven owns a table, whatever it is, a para. Actually, the case was a para. He owns a para and he rents out the para to Shimon. Shimon in turn goes ahead and lends it to Levi. So Reuven rented it to Shimon, and Shimon rent and lent it to Levi. Now the halacha is different between a person who is hired, person who's rented, or the item was rented, and a shoyel. Someone who rents is only chayef for gneva v'aved, not chayef for einsin. Something which is borrowed is chayef even for a noinis. So what would happen now that the para would die? It was a noinis, he died, he got killed, whatever it was. What would be the halakha? The shoyel's responsibility out, shayel is chayef einsin, would have to pay the middleman who he borrowed it from. But the middle person would not have to pay the original owner, because his deal is that he's only chayef for gneva v'aved, he's not chayef for einsin. So what would be the halakha? The middle guy should pocket the money. The owner should lose his money, and the middle guy should get the money because he can collect from the shayel. On that, the Mishnah says, how's it fair? How's it right that this middle guy should profit on Yenim's parah? It's not his parah that died. It's the balabais's parah. So if he got the money from the last guy, if he got the money from the shayel, he has to forward that money back to the rightful owner of the parah, and the money belongs to the owner. That's the halakha. So to hear Zakir Ramah, since the middle guy only paid out 4, it's not fair for him to go back to the balabais and profit on this deal. He only shelled out 4. How could he go ahead and collect 5 from the balabais? Now, you have to know what this means. The verse is not 100%. So it's a big tumult he had to understand this. The Daki Moshe says a lashon that here the para is the pu'ulas hapoyalim. That means, if we'll have to pretend that the pu'ula means the poilim provided me with pu'ula, I'm the shliach, they gave me pu'ula, which is worth something, and I in exchange paid them 4 for that pu'ula. How can I go ahead and take that pu'ula and sell it and transfer it back to the balabais and tell the balabais I want 5 for that pu'ula? I'm benefiting on the poil's pu'ula. I'm benefiting on the poyal's parah, so to speak. It's not fair for me to derive profit from someone else's pu'ula. And if I would not be able to collect 5 from the balabais. That, l'chayro, that's how the Daki Moshe explains pshat. The problem with this understanding is that in the Mishnah, you could have gone both ways. The Mishnah's case was that there was a balabais, a seicher, and a shoyal. Now we know that seicher cannot benefit from it. He has no right to collect the money. Why should he capitalize? Why should he gain from someone else's para? But I can tell you that instead of having the last guy show be chayif and pay everything to balabais, maybe go faket. Since the balabais only rented it out, he doesn't deserve to be paid. So let the last guy be potter. It can go either way. We just know that the middle guy can't deserve to profit. Third is, you see the Mishnah, that if the last guy has a deal to pay, he has to pay. Now you want to know who he pays the rightful owner of this para. So that would be the case here, if the pu'ula was the para that the Ramah meant, like the Daki Moshe suggests, then it should have to be that the balabais received a para, a pu'ula worth 5, he has to pay 5. because that's what he received. Now, I cannot profit on the shliach. I don't deserve to profit on someone else's pula, but I should have to take that profit and forward it to the poilim, even though I told the poilim I'm only paying you four. I should have to give the poilim five, just like in the Mishnah, even though my deal with the balabais is that I'm potter from mine, and nevertheless I have to forward him the money, because I derive profit from his para. So here too, I derive profit from Yenim's pula, which is the para. I should have to forward the money five. So halacha shouldn't be that the Ramah says that the halacha is that I only pay four and I can't get from the balabais five. The halacha should have been punfaget. The halacha should be I should get five from the balabais and have to forward that five now to the poil, if the document was right. This man, the shach, when he say over the pshat of the Ramah, if you look in the same shach, he continues a few lines later, but we'll read it. He says different pshat. He says that the schayr is the parasa shel balabais. Somehow here, there's a para going on that belongs to the balabais. He doesn't explain what it is, but he says, he cannot get back from the balabais more than he gave to the boilim. Even though he provided a benefit, a hanah, more than what he was cuts up to them, it was more than four, it was worth more than four. He cannot derive profit, he cannot make schayra from the parasa, in this case, which belongs to the balabais. Now the shach and the smag correct, so to speak, the dake merchant, they say here the parah is a balabais, but they don't explain where in the world is there a parah going on here of the balabais. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know 100%. There are different suggestions that the Kabura had. Either it's his karka that was worked upon, or it's the $4 that was given out, the $4 that he actually paid the poil, since he knows he's going to be reimbursed from the balabais from that money. So it's kilo, that money somehow is shayek to the balabais. So if I paid out $4 of the balabais' stuff, and I got from that a pula worth five, Ketiyat Eskerb Rosh Chaver to take a balabais' para of four and keep the extra pula's dollar, the extra profit, and not send it back and forward it back to balabais. It's a difficult shot. I don't understand it 100%.
What if he gets two? Same thing?
If it's only worth two?
No. It's worth four, but he gets some of the two. So he can't pocket the...
So he would not be able to pocket more than two. L'chari, the same thing. Okay, so he has his escort, but brought such a chaver. Correct. If he was told three, and he hired for two, even though it was worth four, L'chari can only go back. L'chari, like this lumnus, only going back for two. But that's what I know, whether we understand it or not, but that's halacha. It's halacha, because the smah brings it down as well. That in such a case, the shliach can never benefit. The shliach is never going to end up with the extra dollar. He deserves to go back to Balabais Kafim Mashaneo, but at a maximum, it caps out to the amount he paid to the poil. All right, let's continue in the Ramah.
With a contract and a subcontract. So somebody hires a contractor to do something for him, and they make up a price, and then he subcontracts it out to somebody else, and he gives that somebody else lots and lots of work, so the other guy gives him a better price, he gives him, and he sticks by his price, that's how he makes a living. He subcontracts out.
Right, so subcontract doesn't bother me. It's like his case of a broker, because there, I'm hiring you to do the job. How you get the job done is none of my business. You get the job done. Here I'm making a shliach, so shliach is benefiting on the balabais' para. There the subcontract now has the job. Now he's getting the job done the way he feels. But, sorry? Right, so you can have these guys. Let's wait to the end of the sif, and we'll try to apply with different types of scenarios of shlichas, and we'll see what we can come up with. All right, let's continue with the makaba. Now, I should really... Alright, let's continue. We'll play it out. See how it goes. Zaka Makaba, Vim Omalem Skokum Abalabais. But if he tells the Poyalim, instead of telling Skokum a lie that he was generous to foot the bill, he says, no, you should know, I'm working for the Balabais, and you pay and the Balabais is going to pay you. And I just rook the Poyal, and I say, you know, the Balabais is going to pay you four. And he wasn't authorized to say that. He was unauthorized to say for three. The halacha is that the Ketisa is bottom. Right? I had no authorization to say for four. The Shalikas is bottom. So now someone's working on a deal, working for a balabais without any ketitza. What happens then? Noisalim balabais kiminagam medina. The balabais pays them what the going rate in the medina is. What is that? Hayab medina mishaniska begimol. Or mishaniska bedalit. It will be those who hire for three and those who go for four. It's a dual rate. Some go for three, some go for four. Then, eno noisun laem ela gimel. He has the right to say, I'm only going to give you a gimel, kapokesh bepoilim. I want to go with a gimel. This is a child exactly how this goes. But the diet of the balabais. Okay, and we're going to get to that in a second. It's a good kasha. Excellent kasha. But here's, you go across the Minig Medina. If the Minig Medina is 3, you get 3. If the Minig Medina is 4, you get 4. If some go for 3 and some go for 4, then the Baal HaBayis has the right to say, I'm only going to pay you 3, that is Pokesh of Apoilam. Stam Das Baal HaBayis, his Atar Ezeel is on the Pokesh of Apoilam. He's not willing to pay a Po more than he has to. And since he only has to pay for 3, that's all he has to pay. He only has to pay this guy 3. Now the Shaila is, what would be, let's say, for example, if Roy would be Niskaram Medalad, and it's not just yesh for yesh, not 50-50, it's 75-25. Most people take 4. There's Makleikas Rishonim. The Ramak says, in Echanami, there Taki deserves 4, because then the going rate is 4. And the Ritva argues and says, still, since there are those who only pay 3, the Baal HaBayis could say, look, I'm not benefiting more. I'm Stam Das Baal HaBayis, I'm Pokesh of Apoilim. I was only interested to pay the cheapest price possible. And since the cheapest price is 3, that's all I'm paying you is 3. Now the Shaila you asked, very good, Shragi asked, what are you going to do with Shin Lamed Aleph, the Sif that we learned at the end of Shin Lamed Aleph, Sif Gimel, that there it says, if you high on Ke'echad or Kishneim and B'nai Yir, that there you have to be Mishamnim B'naim, you take the high price and the low price and you cut it in half. Here too you should take the high price of 4, the low price of 3 and cut it in half and say you pay 3 and a half. That Lokai should be the Halakha. So the Ritva Batsim has the Kasha, and the Ritva answers, and Ksais brings it down, is that it's different. If you'd hire a guy Stam, you wonder how much you have to pay his Kapokesh Apoilim. But if I tell you I'm going to pay you Ke'echuduk Shneim Mimnei, I'm going to pay you the average rate, the rate that's the going rate of one in two people in the city, means the normal rate, so now you want to shut up what that is, because I was nachas to pay that, you want to know what that is, that's Hakas Misham Mimnei, you take the high and the low and you cut it in half. Here, I didn't say I'm willing to pay the going rate, I didn't say I'm willing to pay the Ekuduk Shneim Mimnei here. You did work on me, Shaloi Bishus. I never hired you, I only hired you for 3, Shliach Batch, so it's as if I never hired you, and now you did work. You want to know how much I have to pay? I have to pay a Kapokesh of Apoilim. All I have to pay you is 3. However, since the Shliach messed the Poil up, he told the Poil that he's getting 4. Yesh lehem tarumas ala Shliach. The Poilim could have tainus on the Shliach. Why'd you lie to me and say that I'm going to get 4? I was looking forward to this 4. Had you not told me this, had you not rooked me in, I would hide myself out somewhere else for 4. That's how the Sma says it. Look in this mouth, Sifkon Dalid. The Yemeloi, Luli Shemat Alonu Vedalid. Had you not told us Dalid, Havo Terachnu Atzmeinu Laska Nafshenu Vedalid, Shari Yech Zaychum Vedalid. There are those who hire for 4. If you wouldn't have fooled me and told me that I'm getting 4 here, I would have gone somewhere else to get my 4. So you rooked me in, you reeled me into a deal that's not true, you messed me up, and I have tainers on you, I have terumas ala shliach. If you look in the Shach, Sifkon Vav, the Shach says, Ulufi Zeh, if the only reason is because I could have gone somewhere else to try to get 4, mashma at the end of Sikon Vav, and Neshach, mashma dim kala poilim niskarim begimel, but if the going rate is only 3 all across the board, ain lem alav afil terumis, they can't even have tainus, because even if they would go somewhere else, they wouldn't got more than 3. But if there's yesh for yesh, someone niskarim begimel, someone niskarim medalad, he can have a taina that had you not told me so, I would have gone somewhere else to get my 4. So it's not fair, you did me wrong, I have a taina on you, you have terumas ala shliach. Now what does it mean to have terumas ala shliach? So the Yisrael Salanta, No Yisrael says his famous word, you can look it up, it's in the Sefer Nesiba Sora on page Nunchet, he says, the vices from Chazal, to have a din terumas is a halacha. In order to have a taina in someone, in order to have a complaint, to harbor any grudge against somebody for something that he wronged you, you have to have a right to have that taina. You have to have, in such a case where you were wrong, you have, the Chazal say, yeshlam terumas a halacha, Psukin, Shulchan Aruch, yesh lehem terumis, you're allowed to have terumis. But without that, if Chazal don't tell you you have to have terumis, you know, like a few places in the Shas, the Chazal say you can have terumis. Oh, we're going to get to that in a second, 1 second. But the vice versa, so Salanta, that without this, if it wouldn't be a halacha, yesh lehem terumis, you have no right to hold a grudge against someone. You have no right to have a taina. It would be halakhically, you're wrong to have a taina. Okay, you're the wrong. Someone might have done something which is not the greatest thing, but halakhically, he's fine. And it's halakhically so fun that you can't even have terumas al pitayra, and you have terumas, you're the one who's doing the wrong thing. You're having terumas, like it did. You need to have a halakha to have terumas. This is like you saw Salanta. But you want to know what the practical application in money wise is yes, you're right. Menuchas al Talmidei Harishbo, Rabbi Ashita Sakatmainim, he says, whenever the halakha is that you're allowed to have terumas, it means that midas chasidus, so the other person should pay you. If you're allowed to have terumas on him, then he's responsible, Pimidis Chasidis, to pay. So in this case, with the Shliach, full the poilim, al tzmidus chasidus, he should have to go and pay the poilim that missing dollar. They're going to get three from the balabais, but the four that they were promised, that extra dollar, the shlik should have to chip in and pay al tzmidus chasidus. It's not a din, it's not even a din shemayim, it's al tzmidus chasidus. It's even less than that. All right, now, so the first halacha is, if they're going to have terumis on the shliach, because our yesh niskar begimba, the yesh niskar medalit. But I'll only be able to get three from the balabayas, because that's the pakash of the poyalim. But medvam amum zak the machabai can only get three from the balabayas, is kishay malach don nikeres, where it's not apparent how much the malacha is, either because yesh niskar begimba, or more pashup probably in the machabai is that even if I did actually do a $4 job, but it's buried, like the Sma says, if you look in the Sma, I won't be able to ascertain exactly what type of job I did. If you look in the Sma, Sivkon Hey, he says, Eimalakta Nikeris, Mefarish Begumor, Kagoin Shasokhan Lakba Chafira Muka Sovev HaSada. You were hired to make a ditch, a moat around the house, around the sada, when it's malei chafira mayim, and now the chafira, the ditch, was filled with water. Then in Yuchon L'Lashem Mashavatekam Mayim, you don't know what type of ditch you dug, how good it was. So we don't know it was worth three or four. There's no way to pull out all the water. It's going to be expensive. We don't know what to do. We don't know how much you actually did. So therefore, you're hired for stamp jobs. Stamp job to do a ditch is three. Even if you might have done a better job, but you're not going to be entitled to it. So that's why you're only going to get three. But if the workers went beyond the call of duty, they did a $4 job. Why? Because they were even told they're getting paid $4. They thought, if he's paying me $4, I'll do a knackadicka job, I'll do a better job than the normal job. Vareshava dalad, and staka, for this better job, is staka worth four. Noisanlem balabais dalad, the balabais, and mukhuif to pay them four. Why? She'ilu lo amalem shlucha ba, lo tocha vasu shava ba. Had the shliach not told them four, they would have never done four. They would have never done such a great job. So they have it's not why they worked so hard. They did a $4 job. They thought they were getting a $4 job, but since they provided a $4 job, so they were mahana, the balabais, they were mahana, imtaka $4, so they're entitled to get $4. Right, correct. If it's a sada sealit, you have to know Hilchus Yerid, but yes, he would be entitled to get four. However, the Shach points out that in the middle of Sukkot Ches, the Shach points out, let's say it's something that's taka worth more. Well, the worth is not the right word for it. It's taka more than the going job. The average job, let's say, is to make, I don't know, a 3-foot ditch. And they decided to go beyond the call of the Lim and make a 4-foot ditch. But no one makes a 4-foot ditch because it's not cost efficient. There's no one in the world who makes a 4-foot ditch because it's not kedai. If a 3-foot ditch is $3 and a 4-foot ditch is $4, no one's going to bother making the 4-foot ditch. And these guys, since they thought they were being paid four, they decide, you know what, we're going to make the 4-foot ditch. But you can't put a price tag to it because no one bothers to do it. They would not be entitled to get four from the balabais. Because the maisa is, even though they would have never done the malacha without getting four, without being paid for, that's true. But they can't run the balabais for it because they only provided our notar balabais, only worth three. Because no one bothers to pay four for even this job. It's line sickness, it's not cost efficient, not worth the extra price. So then they would only be entitled to three, but if it's taka worth four, people do pay four for this extra job, then they have a right to get four. That's the pshat in the Mechaba. Now, in the Mechaba, really the Gemara points out another two halakas of terumis, which some reason the Mechaba skirts, the Achronim bring down, is that there's another case we could have terumis on the shliach. For example, this case where it was Eimalach in the case. What happens if they actually went ahead and they provided a $4 ditch, they provided a $4 job, but they can't prove it because the ditch is filled with water. So to go back to the Balabais, they only could get back three. They could have tainus on the shliach that had you not told us four, we'd have never done that job. So therefore, we really entitled to get four for our work, and you told us four, but we can't be reimbursed four because you can't prove it, how much it's worth. So they could have a terumis on the shliach, they have tainus on the shliach that had you not told us four, we'd have never bothered to do such a hard job, to bother to do such a good job, and therefore they have a right to have a terumis on the shliach. So that's another example. Sorry? No, but it's a shliach's fault for fooling them to tell them to do a $4 job. I know, but he knows they're doing a ditch and the ditch is going to be filled with water. That's what normally happens. You hired me to do a ditch, which means to be filled with water. You know that was a job, you couldn't prove it. But I think it could be even if you could, and for some onus you can, maybe a kasilva tain on the shliach. You messed me up. Had you not told us four, we wouldn't have done it. Because of you, I expended, I did harder malacha, and I'm not going to be reimbursed for that. There's another example that the Gemara gives that you can have tarumas on the shliach, is let's say taka the going rate is only three, and a kanami. But I'm a balabais. I don't work for three. If for three, I already do work on my own field. If you're willing to pay four, I'll give up my job and I'll do your business. For four, I already learned it. And I was told I'm going to get four, and that's why I decided to do the job. But it's only the going rate is three. I'm only going to get reimbursed three. I could have tarumus and a shliach, because had you not told me four, I wouldn't have bothered. And the shak and the end of succumb, hey, brings down such a case. Yesh lo tarumus al shliach. I feel kala poilam niskaram begimam, which I'm dumb alay, dilav, amritli bedalat. Had you not told me four, have a zilu be milsal is gri. I wouldn't have bothered. It's cheap for me. I don't rent out myself for three. Three, I don't care. I only go for four. So therefore, it's another form of yikav tarumus. The Bechab only mentions the first case, but really there are a few cases where yikav tarumus on a shliach. Now, I would like to give some examples. What could be some examples of this case of shlichas? It might not be so common today, but you can have cases where, let's say, you'll have a cleaning lady agency or a babysitting agency. Let's say, sometimes you could have it. This is usually on structure like that, but sometimes hospitals, you have a company that just brokers nurses to hospitals, something like that, and you tell the shliach, well, get me, let's say, a cleaning lady for eight. And she goes ahead and hires a cleaning lady for nine on my behalf. Let's say I'm supposed to pay her, but I give her a commission for getting me this cleaning lady. And now the cleaning lady wants nine. And I say, 1 second, I only authorized to pay eight. That's all I did. Now it's as clear as the bottom. So you want to know how much I have to pay this cleaning lady will be according to the going rate. The cleaning lady might be able to have tainus on the shliach if the yesh niskaram for eight and some on niskaram for nine, and they're only going to get, she's only going to recap from me eight. She can have a tain in the shliach. Yesh lof terumis, why was she told nine? She, if not, you hire a builder. Well, half of it's going to be in the next step as well, but I'll tell you the case. You hire a builder, and the deal was structured that's cost price plus. You find me the electrician, and I'll pay you, and then I'll give you a commission on the side, 10% extra, whatever it is, but it's price plus. That was the deal. And I tried, and we made up, well, there are a few electricians in town, we made up, well, that's the high, that's the low, you know what, let's go for that guy, or that range, we'll go for an electrician, which only charges, let's say, for this house, $5,000. And he goes ahead, and he hires the electrician for more money. I'll hire the electrician for $6,000, and now the electrician comes back to me and says, look, you were hired, the contractor told me that you're paying me $6,000 for this job, now what do I have to pay this electrician? My idea was I only authorized him to go for a $5,000 electrician, not for a $6,000. So again, the thesis would be bottled, and you have to know what the going rate is. If he could prove that Itaka did a $6,000 job, then in the Kanam I would have to pay him $6,000. But if not, he would, let's say Yesh Niskaram for $5,000, and Yesh Niskaram for $6,000, I could say, I'm only giving Kapoksha Papalam, I'm only giving you $5,000, and now you could take it up with the builder, you could take it up with the contractor, and have the rumors on him for duping you and rooking you.
It's not like
Goy, you're doing terumis
for Goy.
Could a Goy have terumis? Why not? Why can a Goy have terumis? I didn't see the Shalat down, but why not? I mean, if you rooked him. So it could be a Kalashem as well, yeah, but you should have. You used to think that we're much on the topic, but we're angering from 5 years old in school, you're going on a trick class trip, you have to behave because Goyim are going to see you. It's a Kalashem. There's a greater Chol Hashem by Yidin. Pialoch, the mitzvah of Nekdacha B'Tayik B'nai Yisrael is in front of Yidin. So the Iker Chol Hashem by Yidin. So, wherever the Chol Hashem by Goyim, the Chol Hashem by Yidin, Kol Shekein.
What do you do by Goyim?
So, again, I don't know if you rooked him, so you have terumis. Halach is terumis. You want to know if you caused the Chol Hashem? Maybe you shouldn't? Okay, I hear. I didn't see the Shilas. I really can't tell you. Let's say electricians. It's ultimately the same wires in the world. But this guy is responsible and gets the job done without asking him 3 times. You have to call him back, and this guy does it. But the mice's responsibility goes in the work. So if he knocked the deal, he really knocked it out, and he was responsible, and he got it done in a week instead of, you know, holding you, hanging in the middle, and going somewhere else and finish later. If that was the price of the job.
I'll
stay
him 3.5,
I'll
stay him 5.
The mice say they do the same job. I don't know if that's You have to know what conciliation is going to begin with. If across the board, if there are 10 electricians and just one is in scarum for Gimel, I don't know if that counts. That might be like a mir to be moved. It doesn't count. It has to be a mir tamot. If you tell me there are, yes, there's, you know, there's a range.
The finished product is the same. For some reason, I was paying.
Why are you paying this guy more? The finished product is the same?
I'm paying him more because he may do, him I know the job's going to be done right. The other guy may back stuff. Well, my other guy, once it's done already and it's not back stuff.
I hear the challenge. It's a good challenge. You have to, maybe then, use Mahana Yumur, might as you did the risk. I hear, all right. Let me tell you of your Rekid Eges Kashas. He says the Kakasha and it's halacha and it has some lumbus to it. The halacha at the end says that if the Malachthan was Nikeris and it was Shava Dalid, the Balabais has to give him Dalid because that's what it was worth. The Ktitzis bottle, I said only three, and they went and they hired the Perlim for four, the Ktitzis bottle, and now since the job, the Maitz is worth four, he has a right to come back to the Balabais and month four. Fair to Rekid Eges the following Shaila. It's clear. It's Poshit, that if I'll hire his own Lehedya for three, I say Lehedya, I'm hiring you for three, and you do a job worth four, Tafluk, I hired you for three, that day you did a job worth four, that was a deal, you shouldn't have gone into the deal, and you know, by Poyolim, there might be a lot involved, but ultimately, it's not, there's no recourse investment. I hired you for three, you accepted three, even if you did a $4 job, it's Tafluk on you. So then, I only have to give you three. I sent a Shlier to hire somebody for three. Do I know what the Shliach told the Poyalim? For all I know, the Shliach probably was Mekayim Cheska, Chazoka, Shliach Oysa, Shliach Husay. He probably told the Poyalim three. Mamaisa, the Shliach denies it. The Shliach said he lied to the Poyalim. He told the Poyalim four. I don't have to believe the Shliach. It's an Eid Echot. The other name. I know I told the Shliach three. The Shliach went ahead and hired someone. I have to assume that he hired him for three. And now the jobs were four. They're coming and running me four. Frekik Yivega, why am I Mukhif to pay four? Let me tell you, maybe the Shliach really told you three, like I sent him to do. And he told you three, and you accepted the terms on three, and that he did the job for. Tough luck, Sava Vikibo, you owe Michael the extra dollar, and I'm only paying you three. How come the Poyalim have a right to be Maitzi Mamed and come to me in month four? They have no right to month four.
Because if you had known that you were just paid this amount of money, you wouldn't work so hard. So if you worked for $4, it's a chafet that he was holding.
Okay. I hear that Rekid Eges works at similar stuff, but not mamish that. I don't know if that's just alone that the work was done for, that a chokho to be moitzi mamim. You have to have a real chokho.
Why
you have to rumors, because I worked for, and that's like the Maccabi says, I worked for, and you told me.
But is that
a chokho? The Gemara doesn't say it's a chokho. That's what the Gemara doesn't say. That's your thing. The Gemara doesn't say that. But let me just say over the kasha again. The kasha is, sorry?
Around.
The shlich is around and he taka agrees to the poyalim that he's four. But he's an eight akkad. You can't be mitzvah with eight akkad. At best, you can be mechai b'shru zokir kivego, and you can't be mechai b'shru here because I don't know what you told, so you don't have the din of mechai shru v'niyokal yishav. You know that I don't know what you said, so what do you want me to swear? That I don't know? You know that I don't know. There's no shru. There's not welcome for a shru. So how could you be mitzvah mamin? You're an eight akkad. What are you going to do? You're an eight akkad. So make me swear what? What you said? I have no idea what you said. You know that I don't know what you said. So what sure is to be mom is my taina. My taina is I don't know what you said. It's possible you said three, and therefore I'm only paying three. So you know that I know that you said four? That's what you're alleging? No. So you don't know that either. So I'm lo havele lemeda. I don't have to know what you said. I wasn't there.
Poilem
are nogeh with each other. They're not going to be maizaman. It could be 100 poilem, but they're all nogeh with over. They're not kosher edim. So how could the Poyalim be mighty for me for? It's a bomb kasha. You say it's like a kasha. And how could they be mighty for if it's possible that they accepted the job for three? Rekid Eges suggests two terutzim. One that Rekid Eges suggests is that if the Malacha is worth four, then minadin they deserve four. Without any deals, the Malacha itself speaks for itself, it's worth four. So you have a din to get four. No, boss, I'm telling you that maybe you were told three and you were Michael and accepted the job for three. That's basically, in other words, it's I'm saying that you are Meichel. Maybe you are Meichel. Well, Mechil is a Taina Geruah. You cannot say, I cannot lodge and say, well, I don't have to pay because maybe you are Meichel 3. If I don't know, I'm only a Taina Shema, or a Prat, that you are a Taina's worry to know that you are not Meichel, that you are told for, you're going to be able to be Meitzi Mama, because the job is really worth 4, and a Suffolk Mechil is not going to work. I can't say Shema, you are Meichel. It's not going to work. So Mamela, you could be Meitzi from me 4, because the Takala Meisa worth 4. And that I say maybe Makabo 3, that's a Sofik Mechila. And that's not going to work. That's a Kikivega. That's one Terz Kikivega. Another Terz Kikivega suggests is along the same lines, but one step further, and that is that normally you can't be Maitzi Mama with a Bari Vishemo. It's because I have a Cheskas Mamin. The money's by me. You claim that you deserve 4. I say maybe you don't. Maybe you only deserve 3. You can't be Maitzi Bari Vishemo. But he said, since the mice of the pool in front of us is worth four, so and at, without any tanoim, there's a definite chi of a four here, that's already, it's a reyus of the mecheskes moment. How can I say that I have a chazak on my moment if in front of me you have a jar worth four and then normally the price for that jar was worth four? That already speaks for itself that there's a race against the chazak moment I should be paying you four. And now I want to stop that and saying that no, that maybe you were meichel, maybe you accepted that there's a jar for three. That's not going to work, so kivego, because baru v'shem or bari odav. Bari v'shem normally is not bari odav, I have a chazak moment. Here it's a race in the chazak moment because the jar really is worth four. So pashas I should have to pay you for, so it's bari v'shem or bari yodav, and that's why you're entitled to four. So it's either because you can't tie yourself with mechila, or it's because bari v'shem or bari yodav. Sorry?
Like both jobs, I'm proving how much it's worth is on the worker.
Correct, that's for sure. That's the halakha in the Mechaba. Correct. That's what the Mechaba says, because she'ein malakta nikeres, if the malakha is not provable, because it's underwater and you can't prove it, they're only going to be able to get three from the Balabais. It's only because they prove it, and it's definitely in front of them. And like you said, the Lama Shikavega works out beautifully. That's why they're entitled for four. That's the halakha. Let's try to copyright another halakha.
But so you don't owe the money? It just can't be mighty.
It can't be mighty. I have a cheskes moment. You can't prove it. So what do you want me to do? In Kafi Shmai Gai, I have a cheskes moment on my side. What am I supposed to do?
Is that what can make a raise also? Only the work makes a raise?
Correct. Correct. A work is a vada yichiv in front of me. And an echad can be mighty moment. An echad is lakam ledin. Not even for a raise. An echad is lakam ledin. For the moment, Erech is commando la sodomi.
Then in a
chenar, once you find out, let's say right now it's filled with water, but in a year from now it dries up, and now you see taka the ditch was 4 feet deep, and a chenar, then you're gonna have to pay four, right? Because then there was nizbara, there was really worth four. It's only now in the suffix you can rely on your cheskas moment. All right, let's do sif beis. Amalo balabayis, schali barba. If in inverted case, balabayis tells the shliach, you know what, hire somebody for four. Mahalak Ashliak, the Shliak knows the business, he sees he can get someone for cheaper. The Sakha Bashloisha, and he hires a pole for Shloisha. Ava Pisha Malakhtan Shava Dalit, even if the work is taka worth four, either because the going rate's worth four, or going rate is four, or taka he did a better job which was worth four, and he's produced four, that means normally he'd be entitled for four. Ein lam ela gimel, they're only going to be entitled for three. Why? Shrei kiblo latzmon. Because they accepted three. They were told by the shliach three. They accepted the job. They knew clearly what the terms were. They accepted three. Tough luck. They're only entitled now for three. However, v'yeshlam terumas al shliach. But they could have tainas on the shliach because you messed me up. The balabai sent you to hire me for four, or hire Paul for four. Who asked you to be a chokham, an ibu chokham, and try to do a better job for the balabai than the balabai asked? The balabai only asked for four. Why do you go ahead and do a matoiva and hire someone for three and make me lose out? You should have hired me for four and I would have profited. And the smart says, if you look at the bottom, Sivkot and Zion, the smart says, Dixiv, I'll tim the toiv me baila. I'll tim the toiv me baila. You're withholding a toiv from me, but so lemme kimcha balabai, amal aliska bedalid, lo ye lecha limono oisa toiva. You shouldn't have withheld that toiva from us. The Rabbi sent you to hire someone for four. You should have hired us for four. Who asked you to do a toiva to the Rabbi on our cheshbon? It's irrelevant in this case whether he himself personally took responsibility to pay or not. We told him skokam ba'avayis. Since they accepted three, they knew the terms were three. They only deserve three, but they can have terumas on the shliach because the shliach should have forwarded the better terms of four to them. And it's a makwekas we shain him, when is there terumas on the shliach of altim natem nebailav? Because the one could argue and say, what do you mean? The shliach was doing a toifet of balabas. He was hired by the balabas. Of course he should try to look out for the best possible price for the balabas. Why is there terumas on the shliach? What did he do wrong? So some Rishonim say, since the balabas specifically told him to hire for four, means if had the balabas said, you're right, Baba said, you know what, hire and get the best price, rather there wouldn't be any terumas on the shliach. The shliach got a great deal, he hired for three, that's fine. But since the balabas said, lahed, you hire for four, and they went, and did a toiva for the balabais without the balabais asking for such a toiva, then I have the rumors on the shliach. You weren't supposed to do a better job for the balabais than the balabais asked for himself.
Would it be a difference if he had
no difference. No difference. That's what the Ramah said. Correct.
No, I understand, but it's not that now. It wouldn't be a difference if it's called Kofar's Kofar Bayez.
Correct.
If it's called Kofar Kofar Bayez, you could say, you should have asked some of the Ramah didn't have, but if it's not okay, I'm the one who
was wrong. So, Zikr Atum Nadei Mibalab, why are you withholding that Toivah? You know, if you hold this Kofar Bayez, not even working for Kofar Bayez. So, Kosher came, why are you withholding that Toivah from me? The Kofar Bayez was willing to pay for, so you shouldn't be acting for the benefit of Kofar Bayez. Against me?
Okay, he acted.
But the Rosh is not. So, that I was deserving for, I would have gone for, and you stopped. You intercepted. You were the broke in the way, and you messed me up.
What did you say for care? Just like the Baal Bais is masking for, you were masking for 3 lines.
You were masking. That's right, and that's why you only have to deserve to pay 3. But Avatim the Toiv, that why did you try to get it? Why were you doing the Toiv here, the Baal Bais on my cheshbon? You want to do a Baal Bais the Toiv on your cheshbon? You pay the dollar, Baal Bais the dollar.
You were masking for three.
How can you have
terumas? I can have terumas because I should have gotten 4.
No, I
was glad that the malacha was worth 4. Glad that the malacha was worth 4. Glad that the malacha was worth 4. Glad that the malacha was worth 4.
I was happy with you.
Correct. Ava Pekain, even if you're happy, that's right. Even if you're happy, but had I known the Baal Bais was so generous and willing to pay me 4, I would have wanted that 4. And you intercepted that better deal. And now you can apply yourself to brokers who play around with the sale price between buyers and sellers, you know, even better than what the buyer that's the last for, you can start playing around if there's going to be a mokum for terumas, I'll pay this halakha. But the other, well, let me just say the other rishonim, and then I'll take, there are those other rishonim who say that no, that the shliach has the responsibility to try to get the best deal for the Baal Bais, even if the Baal Bais said 4. And the only reason why here there's terumas is because the malacha taka was worth 4, or the going rate was taka 4, and then, if the going rate was 4, then you shouldn't try to benefit the Baal Bais even more than what the going rate is. If the Yeshon is Karim B'Gimel, the Yeshon is Karim B'Dalet, even if the Baal Bais told you 4, you have a responsibility, or you have a right, to try to do better for the Baal Bais, even more than he asked for, and only hire for 3, and I can't have terumas. But if the going rate is 4, and he said 4, then I can have terumas. Why are you trying to be a nibbukok? I'm trying to do better for him than the going rate itself. I really deserve 4 for the rate. You handled me down. You negotiated a better deal. That's not fair. The Makhlekes is showing him. From the Machab itself, there's not a clear hecher which way he goes, because depending how you tie the Machab of Avapish from Malachtan Shavadalat. The Maiti said the case with the Malachtan with Shavadalat, but it not necessarily means because the going rate was 4. It could be the going rate was taka 3. They just happened to have done a better malacha worth dollars. So it's not really a hecker from the makaber which way he goes. But you have the rumors. The makadisle, I'll tum the toiv mibalav. Now, did somebody tell you over a story, which was a story I wanted to say before, but I played around. I flipped it. The story was, actually, with the contractor was the Faketa case. The case was where I told the contractor it's price plus, hire an electrician. I told him, yeah, okay, we're allotting for this job, the electrician, $5,000. And the contractor went to the electrician and said, you know, you do the job for 4. He didn't think that the guy was going to accept 4. He negotiated that day. He thought, you know, you're going to have to handle. He started with 4, and the guy accepted at 4. And now, it's a 3-way din Torah. The pile, the electrician, knows that the Baal Bais wanted to pay 5. He's coming to Baal Bais and said, you have to pay me 5. The Baal Bais says, I don't have to pay you 5 because you accepted 4. And the middle guy, the contractor, said, look, you were willing to pay 5, so you got to pay 5. I negotiate a better deal, pay 4, I want to keep the $1,000. So 3-way din Torah, who gets to keep the $1,000? Very good, very good. So if you look at the shaks of Kotten Yud, the shak says in this case where the pile went less, he decided to offer only 3, even though he was authorized to pay 4. The shak says, "Nirsha Baal Bais ein tzorach liten hadina hadalad af lashliach." He need not pay even the shliach the dina hadalad. And the halacha would be that, like the case of the electrician, the halacha is that the Baal Bais only has to pay 4 to the electrician. The contractor, sorry, doesn't get anything. The only thing he gets is terumas on him that the pile, the electrician, can have a tain on him that why you duping me, why are you minimizing cutting my wages for cutting the deal? If you would have said 5, I would have gotten 5, and that's what the Baal Bais authorized you to pay 5, so I have a right to get 5, and you messed me up, I kept terumas on you. Now, I'll bring you a raya that it has to be like the shah, that it has to be that the shliach can't keep the extra dollar. Because had it been that the shliach could keep the extra dollar, then it's partial, you can't have a taina, I'll tell him to take me by love. I should have gained the one. I mean, the shliach says, what do you mean? I want to gain that same one.
It's only because you have the halacha, the shak, that says you're out of the picture. You have no right to get anything here. Then you could say, look, why are you chaytav aloy loy? You're not benefiting from here. To benefit the balabas, he's not interested in benefiting. He told you he authorized it before. So why are you cutting my wages for on his on latayv asoy on my cheshbon? But had it been that the shliach would benefit, avad, I can't have a taina.
You just told him the chayyim just showing him some sort of learning up. It's only like over here, there are different electricians. So even though Rabbi said pay five, he still wants him to get a best deal.
It would be like those who shine in that, yeah, correct. If the case would be an electrician that the Yeshan is current bedal $4,000 and some for five, then it would be totally in this machlekes if you could have terumis. You have to know the case if you could have terumis. Right, that would be a machlekes if you could have terumis in a krami, if you're right. But if the going rate would be five, let's say, then still the electrician only gets four, and the balabais gets away with the extra $1,000, and the electrician can have terumis on the contractor.
We have paid. The contractor paid the extra $1,000.
He doesn't want to.
Could he now have terumis on the balabas?
No, he can't.
No.
He shouldn't have asked.
If he said, and if he initially said, I'm hiring you before like he was supposed to, then the deal was done between the balabas and the electrician. But since he changed the terms of the deal, the balabas already profited on a cheaper deal, and now he came on the balabas and said, look, I want an extra $1,000. Tough luck. Just because you did your milis chasidus, I don't have to pay you at all. Because the mice is, I had a cheaper deal, Shkoyek, thank you for getting me a cheaper work of the three, and I don't have to pay you. Now, what's the svar of the shak, the lechay everyone called out, is the Rama. That's how the Drisha, Prisha says the pshat. The pshat is, and how case of Yasus Karpa Rasa Shokhaveri. Although it's not exactly the case of the Rama. The Rama's case before was in the case where the case was inverted. The case was he was hired for, he was authorized to pay three, he hired for four, so the ketita was bottled, so now it's like a yoy chalobushos, and now he wants to know, could he get five? So they want to know, case of yatsa zaschayra, for five, something which I wasn't authorized. Here, I was authorized to hire for four, so maybe here it doesn't pass the Ramah Svar, maybe. Maybe it wouldn't pass the Ramah Svar, and I could have a taina. Look, you hire me, you authorized me for four, so pay the four that you told me that you want to pay, and let me keep the extra $1,000. It wouldn't be mukrak that shot. However, the Miri says a new svar. The Miri says that to a degree, that's clear, and his lashon is, to a degree it's clear that I have to be mishtadu for the balabais. His lashon is, dino shal shliach lishtadu l'toelet hamishaleach. So I can't come and say I want to profit on your deal. I'm your shliach. Whatever gain, whatever great deal I can cause, that's for your benefit. It's on your behalf. If you hired for four, you told me to buy for four, to rent for four, but I cut a deal for three, then it's your taiva. I'm really acting on your behalf. I can't say that I was only doing it myself and now coming to money for four like a yerch or lebishus. No, I'm a shliach. The shlichus is in skyim for three, and now I'm out of the picture. I don't deserve anything extra. All my pula was zikha on your behalf. That's what the Me'ibi says. So that's for alone, even without the Ramah Svar, l'chayra, I'm not going to get this extra dollar. And like I said, it's mukak, otherwise it wouldn't be a makam for terumas at all. Another halakha I should mention is a shakha. If you look at shakha, sifkat n'yur aleph, it's a shreya shakha. I would like to read it inside, and we'll try to understand what he's saying. The halakha is that you can have terumas on the shliya. What was the case? The case was he was hired for three, he did a malacha with four, but he only deserves three because he was makabel three. But he says without a kabbalah for three, like we said, suan sif aleph, if taka the malacha was worth four, that's in the case where they were told four, they deserve to get four. Because they were told four, they produced four, if the ktis was bottle, they were mahana valabai is four, they deserve to get four. So the sif aleph was talking about what they were told four, they deserve four. So Beis was talking about where they were told three, and they were makabel three, they only deserve three even if the malacha is four. What happens if the shliach didn't tell them any price? The shliach left it out, didn't tell them a price, and they did a better job. The normal rate was three for such a malacha. Let's say a normal electrician is supposed to take three, but he decided to, who knows, wire up the house better, I don't know, with triple-way lighting, whatever he did in this house, more than what's normally expected from an electrician. Normally what goes on in a stam schiris, could he now mourn four because the malacha was worth four? Or should he only accept three? Because the normal schiris is three, that's all he's entitled. And Dr. Shach, Sivkot Nidalev, Terumus al Shliach, why Mishon Atim Nasev Mi Bailov, like we said before, Shekim Shabal Bais, Omelo Litzke Badalo, Lo Havale Limno Ya, Oysa Teva Mehem. Fine. Dr. Shach, this case, Kosev Beiseth B'Shem Tamidi Rashba, Shem Sokhrim B'Gimel, Inami Bistama, not only in the case we hired them for three like Aaron Machava and they accepted those terms, that they only get three, but Inami Bistoma, even if they were hired stam, they weren't given any price. The Avdi Avidu de Shapirta, and they did a better job to Shavya Dalit, and a nice and elegimum. The going rates were three, but they did a better job that's typically worth four, but they were hired stam, they could only go back to the Balabais for three. The Chemashma Medive Arif Adkan of the Tamid Rashba. The Nirzok Tishak, so if you stop right here, it would seem that the Poilim are going to lose out. You hire a job, you hire a Poilim for a job, and the normal way to do the job is this. He can't come back saying, well, I did a better job than you asked for, or I did a better job than the stam, and if I'm entitled to more money. Just had a Shaila this week. It's not exactly 100% the same case, but this week a guy went to get a cleaning, and let's say a typical cleaning is whatever, $70, and afterwards the dentist said, well, I did a better cleaning than normal, and if I won $100, actually $110 was the case. Is he entitled to this $110 because I did a better job? You asked for a cleaning, you didn't specify, but normal cleaning is only $70, so you have a right to get $110 because he provided a better cleaning. And seems from this Tamid HaRashba that no, you're not. If you're hired to do a stamp job, no one asked you to do more. If you wanted to do more, then you were suffer a kibble. It was your toiva that you decided to graciously give to Baal HaBayis, but no one asked you to do it. However, the shak is going to qualify this halakha. The nearest of the shak, the hard of besachim bestama and a nice and elo gimel, haynu kishama balabayis gimel. This is in a case because the balabayis initially told the shliach gimel, even though the shliach was, the pearl was unaware what the balabayis said. But since the balabayis was only nachas to pay gimel, that's when the halakha is that if they do an avidut de shapirta and they were never told to, they're only entitled to three. Of them mash makak medivei rif ayin shom. Abel, Hekadom Le Balabais Dalit, but the Balabais initially sent the Shliach to pay four. Oy Shlom Le Balabais Klum, he told the Shliach to hire a worker, didn't tell him for how much. El Omle Stam Schor Li Poelim, Vuhu Sochram Stam, and he also in turn hired the Poelim Stam. And they decided, the Poelim themselves decided, Bavit Avidu De Shapirta, which was Shavah Dalit. Then, even if Tamid Rashba are going to be Moida, Nois and Lam Dalit, then you're going to have to pay Dalit. I would never ask for, but I was asked to do a stam job, and I decided to do you a time and do a, such a great job, which is worth four, I'm entitled to do to get four. If it didn't need a bakal and it's not a sada suya lead the bakal, then in the time you wouldn't be entitled to be a lock of later on. But let's say it's a sada stam, it's a sada suya lead that, but it wasn't hard to do this better job. It was hard to do a job, and a job might mean only a stam job. So the shak, if he did a better job, a job includes even a better job. A job means if you do a regular job, it's three. If you do a better job, it's four. And if you take a better job, you're entitled to four. It's only when the Balabais has a gili das to the shlik that he only wanted to pay three, which might mean, maybe this is Pratt in the shop, which might mean that it was Megala das. He's not interested in paying more than three for the job. He's not interested in the better job. He only wants the average job. Then if you decide to go on your own and do the better job, then he would not have to be paid four. Miu Zakhtar Shak at the end, which is partial Miu Bim Sokum Befesh Begimel, if he hired him Lahedit for three, which is like our case, Avagav Shomole Balabais Bedalit, and the Noisim Ela Gimel, Avagav the Avadi Avidu de Shapirta, Kumashakosa Rambam Rakaba. Even if they did a better job with Saka worth four, but if they were, and even the Balabais sent for four, but if you were told three and you accepted the terms of three, so that's a Machila, Sava Bekibu, you only deserve to get three, you might have to room it on the Shliach. Kedvach.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.